In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, we all know the old saying, or what we call an aphorism. We see it sometimes on the face of antique clocks. The Latin words, tempus fugit, which means time flies. They used to be printed on the faces of clocks to remind us that time is precious, yet fleeting. It's one that's oftentimes squandered and gets away from us. Something precious that we can never regain. And if we're not careful, it can be wasted when we don't make proper use of it. Now, in today's epistle and gospel, the sacred writers speak to us about the resurrection, about baptism, and about the Most Holy Eucharist. If we're conscious, as we should be, about the liturgical year, they'll remind us of Easter, because it's now 13 weeks after Easter, a full quarter of the year has gone by, tempus fugit. Now the Church knows that we live in the world, and she knows that even if we keep a good Lent and we're enthusiastic about the feast of our redemption at Easter, we're likely to have let time slip away. And we're likely to have forgotten much of what we learned during that sacred season. So the readings today are offered to us as something of a review, a refresher, a reminder. Today's epistle, St. Paul reminds us of our blessed Lord's victory over sin and death by his dying on the cross and by his rising from the dead, by paying the ultimate penalty. Christ has redeemed his people from sin and death by paying the price of this sin with his blood. And we're reminded of this in a special way tomorrow when we celebrate the feast of the most precious blood of our blessed Lord. But perhaps more important for us, Jesus Christ also incorporated us into his death and resurrection through baptism. Now we know that symbolically baptism reminds us of death and that we're lowered into the waters and they cover us over. Surely as being swallowed up by the grave when we're buried in the earth. And then again, symbolically, baptism reminds us of the resurrection as we rise out of those waters unhurt and purified from the stain of sin. But we know also that the sacraments, baptism among them, are very special symbols. We remember from our catechism, what is a sacrament? A sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ which confers grace. Signs which actually cause in us the effect they outwardly symbolize. So by baptism, we are buried with Christ and we shall live also together with Christ to the end that we may serve sin no longer, as St. Paul says. We join him in his victory over death, now being able to work out our salvation by confirming our wills to his will, by cooperating with the graces that he gives us. In these purifying waters of baptism, we're washed clean of all our sin, and we're made new and wholly pleasing to God, just as Adam and Eve were before the fall. We join him also in his victory over death, now being able to work out our salvation by conforming our wills to his, by cooperating with those graces which he gives us. Likewise, the appearances of bread in the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lord multiplied the loaves and the fishes as a representation of the coming Holy Eucharist. The appearances of bread in the Blessed Sacrament are a symbol of nourishment for us and of the compassion that Jesus had on the multitude. But in reality, these humble elements of bread and wine hide the body and blood, the humanity and divinity of our Blessed Lord, much more than physical nourishment. They are the food on which the human soul runs, lives even. The revisions given to us for our spiritual journey, for our growth in the spiritual life. And just as the loaves multiplied in the desert reveal our Lord's compassion, all the more does this Blessed Sacrament remind us of his love for us as he visits us during each Mass, as we receive him, and as he waits for us in all the tabernacles of the world. And finally, in the separate consecration of the bread and wine, we see the body and blood of our Lord mystically separated and offered to his Heavenly Father, this being a symbol of the shedding of his precious blood on Calvary. But more than a symbol, it's a reality, bringing us mystically across time and space to the foot of the cross, here and now, renewing, representing for us that immemorial sacrifice of our salvation, although in a different manner, in a non-bloody manner. And we should never forget that all the other sacraments derive their power from this saving event, the sacrament of penance, by which sins are forgiven and sick souls are restored to health, confirmation, by which we're made soldiers of Christ, extremunction, to make us whole in this life and to prepare us for the life to come, holy matrimony, by which civilization and society are perpetuated in cooperation with the will of God, the priesthood, in which Christ works through his weak, mortal instruments. These two have a place in our reminder of Easter. Remember what it says on the clock, time flies. The Sunday ought to be for all of us the occasion for us to look back over the past quarter of the year and ask ourselves, what progress have we made in the spiritual life? How have I advanced in virtue? How have I advanced in holiness or not? And to ask ourselves where we're going for the next quarter and the next. It's a time for us to ask ourselves, what use have we made of God's precious gift, the sacraments, and the gift of time? The spiritual life is something like the physical life. We can live it for better or for worse, but we can't stay still. We can't remain perpetually 18 or 21 or 39 or whatever, no matter how much we'd like to. The spiritual life, if we're not going forward, we're going backwards. There's no staying in one place. We need to have our end, the goal, always before our eyes, always to know that we are dead indeed to sin, but alive in God, in Christ Jesus our Lord, because tempus fugit. And I would say, etiam tempus fugit velociter. Even time flies quickly. It goes by, as we know, too fast. And for us, at least, it'll be gone forever. And then we face eternity. So, my friends, let us all use it to our advantage, opening ourselves to God's grace in the time we have now, so that we can be formed in that grace and ultimately perfected in it. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.